Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially 23 days away from NFL kickoff, if you can even believe it. It feels like this offseason has absolutely flown by. And the Chiefs played their first preseason game just a few days ago. And we have a lot of takeaways from that to give to y'all. And then we also have a special guest joining us in just a little while. So I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey y'all, what's up? I am Jody. It is so good to be back with you guys on this lovely, I don't even know what day of the week it is. Tuesday. Let's say that it's Tuesday. So yes, the Chiefs definitely had a preseason game this past Saturday. It was their very first one of the season. Fun fact, the next one is this Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know how the heck I'm going to stay up and be able to watch that, but there's definitely some things to take away from this first game. So, I mean, we could start off with the offense, right? If we look at the first team, the top team, they literally played for one drive. Not even that. It was one snap.
Well, okay. Almost like, should we start off with special teams? Because special teams had a day. So special teams right off the bat. So the Cardinals won the coin toss. They opted to take the ball to start the game. And so Harrison Butker kicked it off. Their returner, I think, who was it? I can't even think of his name right now. But their returner kind of had the ball, started running, and then our guys just pounded him, got the ball on the 13-yard line, and our starters went in for literally two drives, and that was that. So actually, I shouldn't even say a drive. It was three touches. So basically, Isaiah Pacheco got the ball on the first carry. He ran it pretty well. Actually, we saw his angry run right off the bat, which was awesome to see. And then Mahomes attempted to throw it to Tyquan Thornton, but they had a guy all over him, and he got a penalty for that because it was big time pass interference. And then Mahomes threw a beautiful touchdown to Brownlee. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, that's all we got to see from the first string offense was that. So
it's so funny because everybody's like all hype about Brownlee, who I think is a great player, but is absolutely giving Justin Ross.
Yeah, I know.
It's like where he is fantastic. He had a great play. It's like, come on, y'all. Have y'all seen this receiver room? It is deep. And where it would be nice for him to be on there. I'm all for the hype trains. Let's just be
right.
When it comes to the hype train. He had an incredible catch. He absolutely went up and got it. It was a nice fade, which Pat usually never does in the end zone specifically.
No, so it was nice. Yeah. It was
like, ooh, okay. Nice little touch there. But the offense looked great. I mean, I think the one thing that everybody was mainly paying attention to was that offensive line. We wanted to see what Josh Simmons looked like. We wanted to see what Kingsley Sumamantai looked like on that left side of the line. And it's so funny just listening to fans because, hello, it's the very first preseason game of the season. And I don't know what y'all were expecting. Were y'all expecting them to look like it was week 8 in the regular season? I'm
right.
Confused on what people's thought process was going into this game. So me personally, I feel like everybody just needs to maybe calm down a little bit. There's a lot more. There's a long way to go still in this preseason. There's still two more games to see. I think Joshua Simmons was fantastic. He's been great all through camp, and to see how that just correlated to the field. Like it's almost like he's been playing in this team, been playing with this unit for a very long time. And it was just the very first preseason game, and he was going against the ones and things of that nature.
So right.
I'm really excited to see what Tuesday looks like. It's Tuesday, Sunday.
Friday.
Bless. I am sleep deprived, y'all.
We are both sleep deprived right now, so bear with us during this.
What Friday looks like against the Seahawks defense, too, because that will be very telling going against their defensive line.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see, but I have no complaints. People are being very tough on Kingsley, and I think they need to calm down. I'm not going to, write him off.
He had one bad rep kind of towards the beginning, and he actually kind of bounced off of Creed, or tripped over, no, I shouldn't say bounced off of, tripped over Creed Humphrey's foot, which is just like right. That's just the stuff you play in preseason four. That's why you get it cleaned up now. So you don't do that in week five against the whoever we play week five, you know? Like, I mean, right. So for Kingsley, I actually thought most of his reps were pretty good. He held up pretty well. He's been battling against Chris Jones a ton in training camp. So it's like, yeah, the overreactions in preseason have got to calm down. Everyone loves to, like, I think it's because we're just so starving for football content. So everyone's like, oh, well, this person was absolute crap and this was that. And it's just like, we got to simmer down. You have to remember, like, these are the world's most vanilla game plans. Like, they're putting zero effort into these games, like, game plan wise, right? They're putting effort in to earn their roster spots, but a lot of these guys have their roster spots locked up. Kingsley is a guy, I don't know if he'll be a starter to start the season. I think he will be, but I think he's kind of rotating in and out with Jalen Moore and Mike Caliendo, so it's just kind of a battle going on there. I think Kingsley got his share this game. I mean, he played like 13 snaps, so it's not a ton to go off of, but...
Literally, it's the first preseason game. If we kind of talk about the rest of the offensive line, I think everybody else looks pretty good, so I don't really want to just kind of dive in on that. I do want to talk about the receiver room, sorry, the running back room, just for a little bit. I think Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are going to be good.
Yes.
It's not enough. So I'm kind of at, like, there needs to be another person. I think those two can be very dynamic together. I think Isaiah Pacheco looks crazy better compared to last season, especially coming off of that injury.
Oh my gosh.
Him back last year.
Yeah.
I feel like he looks a lot better. I still feel like we have to figure out the vision there for him. I think Kareem Hunt is going to continue to be that third down back, that goal line back. But I still feel like there's another piece that's missing, and we need to just
figure out
who that's going to be. Like, who is that person going to be for this team? Sorry, I have to sneeze.
You're good. Well, we have a very, like, the way they approached this offseason with our running back room is very interesting. They didn't do a ton. We signed Elijah Mitchell, who was off the San Francisco 49ers. I really liked him when he came into the league. I thought he is, like, he's a great running back. But the problem is he struggles staying healthy. Like, correct. Big time. So that's, you know, you take it. Yeah, like, it's not someone you can rely on per se, although I would love to because he is so talented, but, like, it's not someone I can be like, okay, he's going to be healthy the entire season. This is our guy. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And then we have Breshard Smith, who I think had kind of his ups and downs in the first preseason game. Dave Tobe made a comment today saying, like, so Breshard Smith, they had him in on, I think it was punt returns, and he kind of caught a fair ball at, like, the 5-yard line or even close to the end zone. And I'm like, I don't know that you really want him. But Dave Tobe was like, I wanted to see him, like, kind of take advantage of that and run that. And I'm like, because you'd only get so many opportunities, right, during preseason.
Right.
It's hard. I mean, it's a tough battle in the running back room right now. And I still don't feel like, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do for that third back spot at the moment.
Yeah, I don't either. Now, all I can say is just hopefully Kareem and Isaiah can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Like, that's the goal. If they could just stay healthy, then it's like, well, okay.
Then
I don't even know if I would say we're good, but, like, we're way better. You know what I mean? So we'll just have to kind of see how that plays out. We talk about the receiver room now. So it looks like today, I didn't really get to see a ton of camp because I just got home like 10 minutes ago.
But, I know.
It seems like Hollywood Brown was moving around today, which was great to see. He was playing with the weight ball. He was just being active and being mobile, which is something that is great to see. But based off of the injury that he suffered, Rashi Rice is him, right? I mean,
oh my gosh.
I don't really know what else to say, like, about him and who he's going to be. He's going to be outstanding this season, just because the one, what we've seen in the little bit of tape that we saw from him in week one, and then just his consistency in camp every single day. And he's just going out there and being really who he is. He's really taking that role of wanting to be that number one receiver on this team. So, you know, I know there's still that debate on how many games he's going to be suspended, because we know that it's going to be a suspension coming soon. If it's going to be 4 games, 6 games, or 8 games, we don't know. We don't know if it's going to be at the beginning of the season or the end of the season. I'm actually surprised that we don't know these answers yet. So
we have to get answers like in a week or so. Like,
I mean, we figured out what's the boy's name in Minnesota?
Jordan Addison.
We figured his out immediately, right?
Quicker, so, yeah. So
save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Just surprised that we haven't heard anything on that yet. So really excited to see what they decide to say on that, because I think it'll definitely help the offense be able to game plan a whole lot better once we can figure out what that looks like for him. Other than that, Xavier Worthy has been great. He's going to continue to just kind of elevate as he's into this second year of the season. And then Tyquan Thornton, holy shit. Like, wow, he's been great. And yeah, this receiver room is something that I am very excited about. I think Pat is going to have a great time not only getting the ball down the field, but spreading it around to all of these guys and all of these options. I mean, while we're talking about receivers, if we can just quickly get into the tight end room too.
I think we're all pretty high on Robert Tonyan right now.
Absolutely.
Big Bob, like, Big Bob.
We knew it. One, for him to be able to come into camp so late and be able to kind of pick up and acclimate and make all of these adjustments and kind of learn the playbook and already be an asset just in training camp and in the first preseason game, to see that and how he's learning with Travis and Noah already, it's right. He's definitely going to be impactful just right here in the beginning. Is there anything else we want to talk about, or do we want to get into the rest of it after the second preseason game?
Yeah, we can get into it more. I think there's still more to be seen on defense. I don't think we saw, like, it's so vanilla from Spags right now. We're not going to see a whole lot there. And then special teams, I think, showed us everything we needed to see. So
the only thing I want to say about the defense is I want to see sacks this year. Like, the pressures are there. That's cool. But how are we
getting it? Right. It's finishing.
I feel like that was the very – when I just, like, really watched the first quarter, I was like, okay, this seems similar. But I definitely think that it is
so – But still also, that was without – I mean, it's without our – right. It's without our number one 95, Chris Jones. Chris Jones, when he's out there, the pressure – I mean, it's just completely different. It's a different ball game. So
– right.
Get him back out there. Get him with everyone else. It'll be just as
we'll see. So yeah, preseason game this week is on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I expect to see like a lot more, especially from the twos and the threes. We probably still won't see much of the top team. You might see Travis, Chris for like maybe a couple, maybe two drives. Maybe three.
Yeah.
Maybe three drives. Like, don't listen to Andy Reid. He's always going to tell us for them. We know that's not going to happen. So, yeah.
You know, and I want to add too, just really quick, that Matt Araiza looked a lot better or much improved on his punts.
He was incredible in this freaking preseason game.
He really was. Like, he had some great stuff. So.
I don't know what Tobe does with this special teams unit to make them just come out the gate firing like they walked out the Super Bowl, but thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Let's get to our special guest, because I know people are here to see us, but they're not really here to see us.
So we have a very fun special guest coming on tonight.
Yes, we are super excited about our girl, Anna. We've been knowing her for a few months now and just have really built like a great relationship.
No, it's been like over a year now, I think.
I guess it is. It's been a long time. We've met her just through some like different foundational things and a lot of things that she's been doing in the Kansas City community to just give back. And that's one reason why like we automatically love her as a person. And then she said that she was gonna come onto the show. Now we know y'all know her because her TikTok is hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, she's just funny. So if you don't follow her, you need to follow her. But yeah, we're going to let you guys get to know her a little bit because she deserves to be seen in the Chiefs Kingdom. And she's just an awesome, awesome, awesome person. And she's dating the best center in the NFL. So.
Hey, how are you? Sounds working.
Perfect.
Yeah. Listen, Jody, we've known each other about a few months. We have known each other a year. What is that about?
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't know.
Brain lapse.
A few months because it hasn't been a full year, but I'm gonna round up.
We'll round up. Yeah.
I mean,
are you awesome. Guys?
Man, so good. How are you?
I'm good. You just had a long work day and now I'm home. I think we're all there right now, right?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask, did you make it up to camp today or are you gonna go tomorrow for the last day?
I think I'm gonna stay right here. Usually my goal every season is to get up there twice. One, I try to go with the girls, and then the second time I like to bring family or something like that. So I checked off both of those. I'm ready for them to get home. I'm tired of that. Yeah. Jody, you've been up there a lot. So I'm like, quite a bit.
I've been up there a lot. And the drive is, we were listening to Kay Adams yesterday because you know she was at Chiefs camp yesterday.
Right, she's perfect.
And so I'm just like cracking up last night when I'm finally getting a chance to sit back and listen. And I was like, why do they keep calling it St. Joe's? What is St. Joe's? How are they adding an F to this?
Respect on St. Joe. That's what I'm saying. You know, the drive isn't there isn't bad, though. They got a beautiful countryside. I turn on some country music, a little playlist.
There you go.
It flies by.
It feels just like a little further than it should be, but you know, it is what it is.
I think that's by design. I think Andy Reid.
Right.
He was doing when he picked that place.
Absolutely. And I went a bunch last year. I have not made it out this season, unfortunately, but it's just I have a lot going on, so that's a whole other story. But Jody's been killing the content out there for us, so I know it's a
the drive hot, here is not hot. Bad. It's the drive home.
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, I haven't seen them in so long that, and like, we were bumping music and stuff, and then the ride home is just silent.
You're like,
you're like, the AC is blasting,
right.
Everyone's just decompressing on their phones. It's like, golly, but
well, anyway. Jody and I were just saying the other day, we were texting, and she's like, well, because she's good friends with Gabby and Nazi, so she was over with them, and she's like, "Oh yeah, he has to go back tonight." I'm like, I literally forgot they had to go back this weekend.
I already got a report back.
I'm sure you guys are missing them.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know what? I just keep, you know, being so dramatic, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just so lonely, and then I'm like, you know what? You know what really humbled me? Actually, a announcer for PBR. His name is Matt West. One time I was complaining about not having enough time with Creed, and he really put me in perspective. And he was like, let's think about our military. He was like, let's think about the people that are deployed. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stop complaining. Thank you so much for putting me in check. So yes, do I miss him dearly? Absolutely. But does that put it in perspective? 100%.
Heck yeah. Well, yeah, and absolutely. I will say, like, I appreciate y'all for taking care of the guys. Cause like, I saw you made like a steak and potato and some.
Yeah, my girl threw down in the kitchen.
I do what I can. And like a lot of the time Creed and I are cooking together because Creed is actually a very good cook himself as well. But you know, I've always loved to cook. I do what I can, but you know what? That was just, I'm like, here's one more steak, just a couple more days of training camp.
You
just
right.
gotta a little bit longer and you can come home to more steak. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be worth it.
I didn't realize that they like didn't have fridges. And no, I laughed. I was like, they don't have fridges. They don't have microwaves.
Right. We have little mini fridges. So Creed and I like to play Fortnite, and we have like little mini fridges on each side of our game setup. And I was like, take the mini fridge. Like, because I have a little camp basket, and I put like turmeric shots in there and like pickles and
just, oh, like, that's perfect.
Like, honey, I can't take this. Like,
because I can't.
I was like, take the fridge.
Wait.
Everything else we own, so like, take the fridge.
He rolled up to training camp with like a big what did he roll up with?
I think it's a Costco,
like a big Costco crate thing.
And yeah, and like, I was giving him a hard time about it, but truly, like, when Creed and I are back and forth from Oklahoma, I put everything in my laundry basket, and that's how we transport. So I was like, I'm right there with him. So it was very practical. The one thing that was not practical was, where's the pillowcase? That's crazy. Why was it a bear pillow? We need to have something on it.
He's such a man. Oh my God. No,
that's terrible.
I got to take better care of him. I'll step it up next year. I promise.
Okay. All right. We'll give him a pillowcase.
Something to the dorm. Just Amazon Prime on the pillow sheet.
There you go. Yeah.
That's exactly right. If Creed could DoorDash it, he would too. He probably already did DoorDash it. So he's got
it. That is hilarious. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of people know you as the girlfriend, the wife, pretty much, but you literally are your...
You better put a ring on it soon, by the way. I'm just saying.
I was wearing this ring on this one the other day, and I freaked out a lot of people. So it's on this middle finger. We are not engaged, but hopefully soon. We'll see. I don't
Look,
know.
And me and Lexi going to be right here like...
No rush.
Ready.
I'll be right there.
Okay. Right. Don't worry. We'll but
we are ready for it.
But tell the people though, like, who you are, like, what your background is. Like, you're a sports girly. Like, we had that great conversation when we first initially met you. Like, tell the people who you are, because you're more than just the almost wife. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for asking me that. And like, you know what? I really do love the label of being Creed's girlfriend, because he is such a good person. But you're absolutely right. I am Anna by myself, and I'm really proud of the person that Anna has become over the years. So I'm Kansas City born and raised, so very proud to be from here. I grew up doing lots of sports, volleyball, soccer, you name it, I was probably doing it. And I was really fortunate to have amazing parents, still married to this day, that got me super involved in sports and really helped me in my athletic career, as well as my sister. I have a sister that's 14 months older than me. Her name is Sarah, and she is also a parent in the best way possible. She's always been looking out for me, and she's just amazing. But yeah, so I grew up here. I love it. I have amazing friends that I still have to this day. I have amazing family. And yeah, so I'm just, you know, a good KC girl, born and raised. I'm really proud of it.
She's one of us, y'all. She's one of us.
I don't think I realized you were from KC.
Yeah. So I was born and raised here. And, you know, like, my mom grew up in Minnesota.
Okay.
So a lot of that skiing winter vibe, I got to have that growing up. But then my dad is actually from Costa Rica. He was born and raised there. So then growing up, I got that surfing tropical culture as well. So growing up, I got the best of both worlds. I got, you know, the snowing and the ski. And on the other end, I got the surfing and the tropical. And then my parents both just decided to land in Kansas City for one of my dad's jobs, and we've been here ever since, and we absolutely love it. And so there's a reason that I came back here after my education too. So
yeah, you went to school in Oklahoma.
I did not. I went to school in Arkansas, very right next to that Oklahoma border though.
Okay.
But you didn't go to the university.
What was that, Lexi?
Did you go to the University of Arkansas, or was it a different school?
It was a small D2. So I can also just get to that if you guys are okay with it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So I played soccer first, and then I got into volleyball. My sister and I like were soccer studs, but we just like kept growing. So we were like, volleyball just clicked. And then I ended up getting pretty recruited to some small D2s and some D1s as I got older. And then this is also just like a check for anyone in the recruiting process right now that might be, you know, struggling. Like, I really want to go D1. Like, I'm here to affirm you that D2 is an amazing option. And so I ended up going to a D2 in Arkansas, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. And I played there for 4 years, and it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. And I feel like in the recruiting process, a big part of my goal was like, I want to play. I want to be a big
fan. Yeah.
And first and foremost, I want that school paid for. Like, that was my main priority, was walking out with no academic debt. And so I was really blessed to have that opportunity and then having a coach that supported me in that as well. And so I became pretty accomplished there. And I was a two-time All-American. I set all record for kills, all records for kills and within one game and a couple other things. And then something that people don't know about the NCAA is that you can have 5 years to compete in two sports. And so I actually was training to play beach volleyball when I had an internship, and that kind of led me into the beach volleyball world. And so I used my fifth year play beach volleyball in Louisiana. So I ended up being able to get that D1 label in God's timing. And
what I thought. I thought you told us you went to Louisiana. So, okay.
Yeah, I've been all over the place. And so I went down there to get my master's, and I played at Louisiana Monroe. I played beach volleyball there for 1 year. So I got my undergrad in media communications and my master's in public administration with an emphasis in sports management. So 5 years of ball, and then I retired and I came back here. But that's a little bit of my athletic background.
And what I love about this is, you know how they're starting to transition into like professional sand volleyball now. Mm-hmm. So one of my friends, she actually covers the team in Atlanta, and there's rumors of possibly Kansas City getting one. And I'm like, ooh, I would love that.
Who do I need to call? Who do I need to What do I need to do? And if that happens, I would be so heavily involved. And
you guys could be some big advocates for getting that here. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, I think Kansas City is a city that knows how to support women and wants to and encourages that space. So I feel like whether it's WNBA, whether it's volleyball, whether it's something else, I'm all for any type of women's sport. I think that that's the next big thing that needs to come
together. I think like what the KC Current has done and building their stadium, the first ever women's sports stadium, like how crazy is that?
Right.
Like that doesn't even, I can't even believe it's, like that just happened. Like we're in the 2020s. Like how is that? I don't know. It's crazy to me, but
you've been to a game already?
Oh yeah. We've been to a few. Yeah.
I love the atmosphere. And like, I was fortunate to go to that home opener, and I'm sitting in the very top. I don't care where I'm sitting. I'm like, right. I'm into that. History is being made in front of us.
Exactly.
And so it was like an emotional day. Multiple.
Oh wait, you were there on the very first game. I was too.
Emotional?
It was really cool. It was really special for sure.
And I think that the atmosphere still holds that if you go there now. Like it Absolutely. Just feels
special. Yeah.
So we're like, all I think different people in this household.
It's really cool how much Kansas City does show up for women's sports. And I wish that the WNBA would have considered coming here. They just expanded a little bit. But we didn't get a team, and I wish they would have considered us a little heavier, because I'm like, I really think we would, I know we would show up for them. So
Right.
Bit of a bummer there, but you know, maybe in the future. But yeah, the volleyball thing would be really cool if we could get that here.
I'll be behind it. Whoever we need to talk to, need to have those conversations, Creed and I will be behind it. So I'll bring you guys with, because I know you guys are for that too.
We're all about it.
I'll get some research on it for you, because like I said, she's been covering now for like.
Are you talking about Meg?
Yeah, my friend Megan.
We should get them in touch, because Meg is very. She like is a big in WNBA, and yeah, she covers a lot. So she.
I love her. I'm like, she's amazing. We have the same birthday.
That's my twin.
That's so, her twin, for real.
I know, right? I'm like, so one, I love like your volleyball, like I love that whole entire story, because I knew that it was monumental, but I didn't realize it went to those lengths. So I love that. And I'm going to make sure that my niece, who's currently playing D2 softball, hears that, because she wants to go D1 down in Oklahoma. So thank you for those words of encouragement, because I'm going to just plug that in her little ear.
Even playing like 2 years of D2 ball, and then if you feel like you've become pretty accomplished in that realm, D1s will pick you up after 2 years. UCOs do that. And so I just always encourage people any way that you can get into that competitive state. You can get your foot in the door and then eventually reach that level. But I feel like above all, it's making sure you don't find your identity completely in the sport and knowing like, this is my education. There are other things I want in life, but then there's that small percentage, which is Creed. And so I'm not saying that you should shy away from those things, but I think it's really important that you're just making sure that you always have an identity out of that sport. You're always making your education a priority. You're trying to make it as affordable as possible with the, you know, opportunities that you have. So I think that's awesome that she's playing that. Where is she? Do you mind if I ask where she's playing ball at?
She's at Northeastern Oklahoma, so right outside of Joplin.
So that was right. That was one of the schools in my conference at the time that I was playing. I was at Fort Smith. But then my school just transitioned to the MIAA, which is a little bit more of the city area. So that's a great school as well.
This is her sophomore year. So this is year two for her. And
so this is where she
Yeah. And then my youngest niece, which we could talk offline about this, but she's going to be a sophomore in high school and everybody's already reaching out to her. Washington State, KU, Texas. So I'm like, all right, let's go for softball.
Amazing.
Pro IT over here. But again, they don't care about me. They care about you. Now, I do want to know. So we know that you have just like this great sports background and you're very knowledgeable and you're very like just positive and upbeat and outgoing and all these amazing things. How do you feel like that has helped you be able to continue to grow your relationship with Cree, because you know how to kind of relate, especially when it comes to like being from the sports world and knowing what those practices and day in and day outs and two-a-days and traveling and all of that. How has that been able to help you help him, I guess?
Yeah. And I think it was just like a huge stepping stone for us because, you know, I'd walked it before. So when like last minute things had to cancel, I understood it. And so I had a lot of patience with that. And also just like that realm that you're in, you have to, at the time, you have to make sure that sport comes first. Like that's your job, that's your livelihood. Yeah. And, you know, like there's a whole like Chiefs kingdom that's depending on you as well. And so just knowing that that was his mindset when we first met, and I was really understanding of that. I think that that was easier for him to understand too. Cause I remember it's just like, it's hard for the guys to date and having someone that understands that realm. And so I was very patient with that in the beginning. And then as we got more serious, you know, our relationship gets more serious and then other things become your first priority. But that's not to say that ever takes away from how important that your life is, how important that your job is. And, you know, I know what the 2 days are like. I know what the sore body is like. I know what the back-to-back practices are like. I know all those things, maybe not in the realm of an offensive lineman, because that looks very different. But I definitely have the patience to understand what he's going through. And yeah, so that was kind of like an easy transition for us.
And I feel like that's so good because you have to have that balance. Like you can't, I mean, you can be all in on your sport, but like you have to have a balance when you come home and just someone that can help you unwind and someone that gets the grind. And I think that is why you do see a lot of athletes at a high level. They do date other people that were athletes as well or are athletes as well, whatever it is, because you guys just get it and you know what goes into it and you know what he's going through on the daily. So I guess we can kind of dive into you and Creed's relationships. We won't ask too much, but I do think the people want to know how you guys met. How did you and Creed meet?
So long story short is that we met through Instagram, which I feel is like the new, like
the classic.
A long time before is Instagram, but we actually have like this weird, crazy, invisible string. I could get into all those, but the one that really sticks out to me is that when I was playing at Arkansas, Creed had a friend that like attended that university and watched me play for 4 years. And so I didn't know that he was from the same town as Creed. And so before Creed and I started dating and whatnot, his friend knew and watched me play for 4 years and saw that I moved back to Kansas City. Creed had been drafted to Kansas City. And so for a while, he was like mentioning my name, but never put it together. And so by the time Creed's friend was able to show a picture of me, we were already talking to each other.
And so
he was like trying to set us up. He's like, that's so weird. I'm actually like texting that girl.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a God thing. And so
we
have like a bunch of other weird connections that I could get into, but the story never ends. And that's just how I know like God is always working.
So. I love that.
Does the friend have a friend for this friend?
Yeah. That I hear you, girl. Cause I was just as thankful.
Yeah.
Dating these days is, you know, something else. So.
I get it.
So what was your first impression of him like off of the field?
Off of the field? He's nothing like on the field. The opposite. Quite the opposite. And so like, you know, he's just known for his like fierce competitiveness and just competitiveness and just how aggressive he is, and that's amazing. And then when I meet him, it's just like, and you'll get this with a lot of O-linemen, he's just calm and steady and just gentle, and like not just in the way that he handles himself, but the way that he speaks and the way that he holds himself, and he's very humble. And so I feel like I was just immediately drawn in by this like sensitive soul that was there. And that's not to say that he's not like hilarious and got a rough side to him. Don't get me twisted. But, like, he just is just really, really patient, very, very kind. And yeah, so that's kind of what drew me in.
I think you can really tell that too, just the way he handles himself and like the press conferences and whatnot. And I mean, even when Jody and I met you guys for the first time, it was like just a breath of fresh air, really. I mean, you guys both really, really are genuinely good people. And it's easy to tell that right off the bat. Like, you can tell when people are disingenuous. And with you guys, I'm like, no, you can tell they're both really good people. And you're both like, I mean, I don't know, just very humble, very cool. And it's been really cool getting to know both of you. And I think it makes so much sense why you guys work so well together. So,
and the thing is like Creed and I were already like living a similar life before we started dating. And I think that's why we're so compatible. And I think, it gets a little twisted when you get into this realm that it's like glamorous and events and games and game day glam. And it's like, that those are parts of it. But when it comes down to it, when it comes to the day to day, Creed and I live a very similar life. And that is like staying at home. And we don't buy the $15 Hulu movie when it's streaming. We're going to wait till it's $4.99.
And I love it.
Those habits that align with each other. And like, like our favorite restaurant, Jose Pepper's. We want that espinaca dip. We're going to go.
Yes.
Like, all right, just like everybody else. And so I feel like Creed's never lost that touch of and how his parents raised him, which by the way are phenomenal people. And so I feel like that's kind of why we were drawn to each other, because we were already living a very similar lifestyle.
Espinaca dip. It is the Kansas City classic, is espinaca dip.
Like, everybody's like, everybody
for those that don't know, it's like a spinach, cheesy dip. It's white just dip. Phenomenal. Yeah.
White dip. It's so good. What would be the one thing that people would be surprised to like learn or know about Creed, like that would catch them off guard, that won't get him in trouble?
Some people might know this, but Creed is actually Native American. So his mom's side is Citizen Potawatomi, and then his dad has Cherokee. And so I feel like he was, a lot of people have like that Native American background, but he was very involved in it in his childhood. Like, he was part of powwows. He was on the lacrosse team. He was like very in touch with it as a child. And I love hearing that side of his family history. And I feel like a lot of people wouldn't guess that, because you see this big, burly, 6'5", blue-eyed man. And he really, that was like a part of his childhood that he's still super connected with and whatnot.
That's
so
really cool.
I'm like, I love that.
That's really cool. I don't think I knew that. So that's
really? Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know that. So
okay, that's like such a good thing. I'm like being redundant, but then some people have no idea. So I always like to share that.
That's very cool. I love that.
Okay, so what is it like dating someone who is so good at their job in the NFL, who is the best center in the NFL? What is it dating someone like that? Like, I know that comes with a lot. So yeah, how have you kind of handled that?
You know, it's like, it's always going to be an honor and a privilege to be a part of Creed's life. And it's just, what's amazing is he says the same about me. And I just feel like I'm just some regular girl. And he is so accomplished in who he is and whatnot. But that's not to say it doesn't come with ups and downs. And there's not things that, there's things that I never thought that I would navigate, or things I didn't even know I would have to navigate. But what it comes down to is like, just Creed is such a good person to navigate life with. And he has such good discernment and steadiness and kindness to him and humbleness above all. So it's been a whirlwind. We've had so many crazy adventures, like lifetime opportunities, but just with him and how he walks it, I really still feel like we're just living the life that we would have lived even if Creed wasn't in the NFL.
Yeah.
We just have lived similar lifestyles, and I think that that's why we're so compatible. But that's not to say that we haven't gone through some things and some ups and downs. But at the end of the day, he is just the most amazing partner, and he makes it really easy. So
that's awesome.
That's so awesome.
That was going to be my next question.
I'm so happy for you.
I know. I'm like,
I'm happy with him. I'm happy with you guys.
I love that we talk to all the girlies, and the girlies are like, my man is everything. Okay.
And I love it. You know, I love it.
They're good guys on this team. I promise.
Listen, there are a lot of good guys on the Chiefs. That's for sure.
I actually said this yesterday after I was just kind of listening to some of the team interviews, and I was like, we really have a great culture here. Like, these guys have, you could tell they were raised right. They all respect each other. They respect just people. Like, yeah. I get so blown away by some of the interviews that I hear, because I like to listen to a lot of interviews around the league in general. But when I hear these guys speak, and it's past the media training, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just the PR, the media training. You can tell that they're genuinely good people who have great friendships around them, great families around them. And I genuinely love that. So my question was going to be a little bit, you talked a little bit about like the personal up and downs, but like, what about like the up and the downs in like in season, right? So we go out here, and I think as Chiefs Kingdom, we just expect them to go 20-0. I don't know why we are like this as people, but sometimes they lose. Right?
Listen, y'all gave us a really high bar. Like,
workspace is just hostile. Everyone, I get it.
And you're from Kansas City, so you remember the days of being out at Arrowhead when we weren't good, when it was cold, when we weren't winning the games. Couldn't
get always been the ride or dies. Have never not been there. So
right. So now that you have to deal with like the highs and the lows of the season, like, how do you make sure you stay like level headed, because that can be very emotional. Like,
especially
after the Super Bowl, right?
Like, social media is nasty, nasty.
You gotta get away. Girl, they're so mean.
Oh man,
I'm always like, pull up, get out of that keyboard and talk to me, because I know you won't. Like, that's not to be violent. I'm just saying, like, no one would say what they say online in person. I hear you, and so I feel like navigating that with creating the highs and the lows of season, and like there's a lot of noise in your ear, and there's a lot of nasty things sent to you, and there's a lot of made up rumors, and there's a lot of things that just things I truly never thought I would be navigating. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just how Creed and I navigate it, it's like we're constantly in a state of consideration of each other. So if he is making a decision, I know he is considering me, and if I am making a decision, I am considering him. And so whenever we're always constantly in that state of each other, it's very easy to navigate life together, because we aren't making any decision without them in mind. But that's not to say that, like, you know, people are unkind, and that, you know, people aren't going to get in your ear after losses, and there's not people who are going to say something mean to you in a DM, and like, which I don't even read those anymore. I don't even, there's way too many. There's so much spam. I just don't, nobody should be looking at
them. Cut your DMs off, honestly.
Yeah. Me and Leslie, our DMs have been off for like more than a year.
Unless I follow you, you can't DM me. So
it's off. I'm not going to see it. And so, I think that that's just like, you know, making the conscious decision to put you in a positive space and stuff like that. So, you know, there's going to be highs and lows, but at the end of the day, like, outside of football, Creed and I are very, very blessed and very fortunate to have each other in the life that we've been given and that we work for. And so I feel like that's how we navigate it, is we remember outside the game, we are so, so, so blessed. And inside the game, we're so blessed. So,
and I think a lot of people are probably wondering, like, and I think I had it later down in our questions I sent to you, but we'll just kind of get into it now. Like, what was it like? Because they won 2 Super Bowls in a row, and they had all this success, and then they were the only team to make 3 in a row with a chance to three-peat, right? And it just did not go our way that day. It just was a bad day to have a really bad day. And unfortunately, that happens in the game of football. It just does. And so how did you kind of navigate that loss with him and kind of get through that really tough time? Because I'm sure that was hard on him and his mental, and I'm sure even your mental. Like, I don't know how you even begin, because that's where you're going for history, and to not make it, like, I don't even know where you begin to deal with something like that. So,
yeah. And, you know, that was, I feel like in the actual game when we were there, we all, our jaws were just dropped, because we're like, those are not our guys. Like, we know how they can play. We know the potential and the level that they can play at, and something off, and they just went on the other team that day. And so we just knew, like, they deserve, like, they have the potential of so much better. And so obviously we didn't get what we wanted. And I just said, like, Creed, what do you need right now? And he wanted to be with his family. And so we all went out and we hung out together and we reminisced on the season. We reminisced on his life and his childhood. And then we, what we did right after is we got our butts to Oklahoma and we logged off, because I think that I've learned, like, yeah, I feel like I've learned my role in Creed's life, and I've made it a priority to make sure I learn the game of football, and I learn, especially, like, the game of the O-line is a game of itself. And so I've made sure I'm very intentional with what I know about football, so I can ask the right questions. But as our relationship has progressed, I have come to realize that I'm his place that he wants to log off. He's really good at categorizing his life.
Yeah.
And so, and when he does choose to confide in me about what's happening on the team and in the locker room, that's just such a sacred position to be in that I would, you know, I would, that's something I will always keep, like near and dear. And I wouldn't share that with anyone because that's such a personal place. But majority of the time, it is really like, let's go play some Fortnite. Like, let's go let's watch a funny movie. Let's watch a scary movie. Let's, you know, what is it that I can do?
Anything else, like
and I really love making him laugh, because he'll tell you he thinks I'm pretty funny.
And so you're pretty funny, girl.
And so we just laugh together. And so I just really have, like, learned that the spot that I am in his life is for him to just log off from football for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's
I love
beautiful.
That. That's beautiful. Your goal is to be the peace.
I'm trying to draw. I was like, I will mess with him too. Don't get twisted. I will mess with him too. That Nacho Libre thing, that costume. No, I'm going to be a naked man. Like, well, that's not funny. Like, I'm going to be a naked man. Y'all just wait to see our whole costume this year. I'm begging for this year. I try to be his piece, but I
don't. Oh my gosh. Wait, you guys have to, like, up it another level this year.
I don't know if this one's going to up it. And I think I have him on board, but I just hope people get it, because I love Halloween. My birthday.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay.
Halloween at midnight is my birthday.
So yeah.
I think that we're not going to outdo last year, but I think it's still good. I think it's still good. So everyone be on the lookout. And now that I've put this on the internet, we really have to follow through.
You
and
do.
Watching this, absolutely. Like, why did she tell them that?
Right.
I'm
not going to hold you to it.
I'm going to be looking out.
I will report to you. I will report to you.
Okay. I will be like, where's the outfit at? And it's so funny. I was just talking to someone and I was like, wait, what day does Halloween follow on this year? Do they play? They have like a...
I can look at my calendar. I have everything. Well,
I was
right
trying
here.
To figure out, because I feel like they might have like an off day or something.
Hold on.
We play. Friday.
It's a Friday, and they play on a Monday. It's a home game against. Everything in my calendar is color coded. Home games are red.
There you go.
My screensaver is the schedule, so it's.
No, it's not. She's always on it.
It's more girl.
Way too many questions about the Chiefs.
That's the problem. Is like, I'm always like, wait, which day is this game? Okay, let me just look at my screen. Okay,
right. So, in the search bar, Safari, just
absolutely
easy.
Easier for my life. Now, I do want to ask you. Right, let's kind of get into game day mode. Now, I know what my routines are. I know what my superstitions are. I know what I will do, won't do, will drink, won't drink, will wear, won't wear, right?
Literally.
What are some of your routine things that you do, like, on game day?
Okay, so the short answer is a fireball shot. We're not going into Arrowhead unless that whole Humphrey crew has taken a fireball shot. And that
was
started by me. That was started by the Humphreys.
By them.
Years before I came in the picture, okay? Like, the Humphreys have had that tailgate game going, okay? We're going to take that fireball shot all together.
Okay.
But on a deeper level, I don't really have any other superstitions, but when I'm getting ready in the morning and I'm doing my makeup, and I play the same worship song by Coffee Anderson of Holy, it's his like a cover of Holy Spirit, and I just worship, and I pray over Creed, and I pray over the team, and I pray for healthy bodies. And I pray that they just, like, perform to the best of their ability. And I will not skip a game day without worshiping. Because a lot of the time, like, noon games and other things in the way, we can't make it to church all the time.
Right.
So it's really important that we, like, I think so many people on the team are making time for their faith on that day. But that is something I will never skip. That's my one routine that I will never miss.
And at this point, it's tradition.
Yeah, this is tradition. Okay.
It's tradition, and it's working, so you can't change it now.
No, I won't. I can tell that you might be a little superstitious, so I won't change.
We're a little stitious. We're a little stitious.
I will text you, like,
hey, have you worshiped today?
You talked to God. You prayed this morning, right?
While you prayed, right? You got this? Yeah.
Face on you. We're all going to worship together, hands open.
I love it. Let's do it.
But you know me, I get to Arrowhead early, so I'm going to wake y'all up like, all right, guys. Everybody get up.
No, I'm like, my one thing I won't do during the season, like, this is my main thing, and I'll switch things up throughout the season, but every season, the one thing I do is I will not wear the other team's color that we're playing that week, the entire week. So, like, let's say, like, we're playing the Bengals. I won't wear orange that entire week. Anything. Okay. Like, anything.
Okay. Why do I immediately want to do that?
Join me.
I'm just aimlessly following you now.
Join me on this journey. It's a wonderful journey.
I'm, like, reporting each day. I'm, like, taking some.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
I meant to ask you though, Lexi.
Accountability.
I meant to ask you how that went last year when we had 3 games in 10 days.
We just had to go with it. You know,
yeah. You're like, I just wore
those 3 days. I couldn't wear that color. Those 3 days, I couldn't wear that color. It was, you know,
a whole week. It's like the days in between the next game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Lord, in heaven.
But look what it got us back to the Super Bowl. So look, I mean,
everyone's doing their part. Everyone is doing their part.
Exactly, we're all doing our part.
Okay, so I know you get, like, super nervous when you're watching him on the field. Like, what do you do when you're watching that offensive line?
And he's, yeah.
And the defensive line is, like, real aggressive. Whoever we're playing that week, you're like, oh, wait, okay.
Oh, I, you know, it's so interesting. And, like, growing up here in Kansas City, you know, I watched the Chiefs my whole life, and it was so exciting and exhilarating, and I loved it. And then now, like, the love of my life is out there, and I'm like, yo, don't touch him like that. I'm so nervous. And I will never forget the actual, like, first preseason game of last year. And I was like, truly, Creed and I were very, like, serious at that point. And I was literally, oh my gosh, people are no, don't touch him. I was like, what is going on? I forgot what his job was. And so, it's definitely nerve-wracking. But, you know, I when I talk to Creed about it and I get nervous, because, like, I just want, like, we have a future ahead. Like, I want him to have my babies and stuff.
Yeah.
I just get so worked up, and he looks at me, and he's so grounded, and he's like, Anna, I have it. I got it. And because he walks with such confidence and, like, integrity, and he is so good at what he does, it eases my mind, because he wasn't completely confident out there. I think that would cause me to spiral. And so I would be like, I'm going to put on a jersey, and I'm going to get out there.
Yeah. We've seen you put on a jersey.
In a recent TikTok.
In a jersey. It bad.
I was like, Creed, do we have a helmet in this house? And he kept texting me. He was like, why do you need a helmet? And I was like, mind your business. Do we have a helmet?
Yeah, don't bother me.
What'd you say, Jody?
I said, he'd been at camp for one day, and you're like, hey, babe, is there a helmet?
I was in Europe for 3 weeks prior to that, so I hadn't, like, he had, that's why he went to camp with a bear pillow, because I was in Europe.
Oh,
he was organized. Okay,
so that makes sense.
Time I wasn't present, and so that's why I will not post this day two of Creed being gone, because people are gonna think I'm cuckoo. I can't go 2 days without my man. And I just missed him a lot. And he had actually come to Europe with me a little bit, but had to leave early for a wedding and then camp. And so, but yeah. That so
also, I, side note, I was loving your stories from that. It looked like a blast.
It was so good. It was beautiful too. Like, everywhere I was like, oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that's beautiful.
If anyone needs that, I think my sister would be willing to post the itinerary of all the details of where we stayed. So if anyone needs that little trip rundown, I can get a hold of Miss Sarah McClue, and she will get that out to your guys' like
fan. I bet you.
That trip was beautiful, and it looks like y'all had like so much good food and like good. I was like, okay, but then I was also like, yes, this is exactly what Creed needs. Before he has to go be aggressive.
Literally.
I was like, job. It's really being aggressive. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I'm like, I love that. I do love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we know, I think you already asked this question, though, about the last Super Bowl. So I'm going to go ahead.
That's why I said, yeah, skip over that one.
How do you feel about like the families, the girlfriends, the wags? Like, do you feel like it's a really good community? And like, I know it can be nerve-wracking meeting all these people and like building relationships.
The thing with the NFL is too, it's like so many different walks of life and so many different personalities.
Yeah, I think my first like time out there, I just stuck by Creed's side. I was glued to him at first. And then it's just not what you think it is. Like, it is so much easier than you think. And we have such an amazing staff, which is a huge part of it, is like helping us make connections with each other and setting up events so that we can meet each other and establish relationships. And it was smooth. It was easy to make friends. Olivia Caliendo.
She's amazing.
She just got married. So she took me under her wing at first. And so her and a couple other girls. And then now just going into this season, I feel like I have a really solid friend group. And, you know, everyone really gets along well. That's not to say people don't gravitate towards one another. But I truly am so thankful for the staff of making events that we get to know each other and just really, like, kind individuals. And I just think that that's rare. I think that, you know, that's a space that some things can get dicey with. And I've been really blessed to have a really great experience so far.
I will say everyone that I've met so far, I was like, everybody's so freaking sweet. Like, of course you,
right?
I met Olivia. I can't remember her name. Matt Rise's girlfriend. She's super sweet.
Layla.
Like,
Sierra.
I'm like, everybody's so kind and sweet and warm and welcoming. Like, okay. So I was like, you guys have a good little thing there.
We're really fortunate.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think one of the questions a lot of our listeners are going to want to know, I know you know what I'm going to ask, is we have a very special wag in that group as well that just made a huge announcement last night also, which is insane. They're about to break the internet tomorrow, so good thing we're on tonight.
Let's reschedule. I was like, everybody's watching, as they should.
Absolutely.
Okay, so just to get into it, Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce, right? So just kind of what has your experience been with her, and are there any like fun interactions or fun stories you've had with her that you're willing to share with us? Because we've heard a lot of great things, but just your experience.
She's great. She's exactly who you think she is. She's so kind. And I've talked with her a few times. And I'm trying to think, like the one that stands out to me is – the Eras party was obviously very fun, and like Travis was so intentional with that. But I feel like the moment that really like was super cool to have with her was there's like this tradition each year that we wear onesies to this one event, and everyone's supposed to wear a onesie and you go to this party. And so naturally Creed and I bought ours like 2 months in advance because we love nothing more than something casual. I love nothing more than being in my jammies. You mean a party and some comfy clothes? So we order ours in advance. And so they had these big dark things like on the front, and they had these sticky balls. So it was like a drinking game. Each other. And so, which in this kitchen, Creed and I spent like 45 minutes just lasering each other with like darts. And we were like warming them up for this party. We're so excited to wear our onesies. We like wore them every day for like 2 months. So then the party comes around, and we like put our onesies on. We're going to this party. And we get there, we walk in, no one's wearing a onesie. Like, not only are people dressed, like they're dressed nice. And we're like, is this a prank? Like, why are you guys messing with us? But the first person out of their chair and the first person walking is Taylor. And she is just embracing us and telling us we're looking amazing. She's welcoming us in the door. And I think that that just showed, like, in a moment that someone might feel ostracized or a moment that might feel awkward, she's the first person to include you. Like, her essence just, like, oozes authenticity and inclusivity. And we were all cracking up. Like, you really can't hurt create nice feelings. We were cracking up.
Right.
But I just think it says so much that, you know, when everyone's cracking jokes, like, she's running at us open-armed and wanting to make sure that we feel welcome. And I think that just says so much about her. And yeah, it's just been a few times, but she's an amazing person. And I think the whole organization is so, like, thankful that she's so supportive of the Chiefs, but really as supporting Travis. So,
right. It's really cool to hear that kind of stuff too, just because she could be so, I mean, she is, like, arguably one of the most famous people on earth right now. Right. And so she doesn't have to be that way. And, like, that's just really cool that she was like that to you guys. So I love to hear it. We love to hear it.
I remember seeing this picture of the one.
I remember this. Yeah, I feel like I remember this.
I remember seeing this.
I don't know if there's anyone. We usually try to, like, you know, you don't want anyone background in your pictures. But if I were to do, like, a 360, people are in ball gowns. Like, people are, like, look fantastic. Stilettos. And I'm like, this is a prank.
Why does this feel like? Why does that feel like a scene out of Mean Girls? You know, like, where she walks in.
I was like, y'all are talking about, is anyone inclusive? In it? Like, it's inclusive. Chris and
I how did literally nobody else wear onesies?
I feel like maybe not as many people showed up. So then, like, somewhere in a group chat, someone was like, oh, let's, like postpone the onesies, wear them next year. And then Creed and I were on our way there in the truck. No other change of clothes.
Okay. It's not okay. Wait. I mean, and it just speaks to, like,
one more question. Have you had her Pop-Tarts that she made, her homemade Pop-Tarts?
I haven't had Pop-Tarts.
She hasn't tried the homemade Pop-Tarts. Okay.
I would love to try a Pop-Tart. Hopefully. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Let's go ahead and transition it to this next upcoming season, because we are here.
Yeah.
And I'm very thrilled about being here. I'm very happy. I will say, I do feel like this is the fastest off season. Off season usually drags, and I was like, we literally just were at the Super Bowl like 2 days ago. How are we already here? So, okay. So you said you've been studying football. You say you've been studying offensive line, so you can have these conversations.
To the best of my ability.
I'm like, high expectations now, Anna.
No. God. When I was backstage while watching you all talk football, I was like, oh God, I gotta pull up ChatGPT. I was like, they're gonna grill me.
No, not at all. But we do want to know, like, what are your expectations for this year? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, we've been hearing lots of things coming out of camp about that all the players have been saying, how they feel. You're hearing, we're understanding that they haven't spoke about the Super Bowl one time at all during camp, OTAs, mini camp, nothing. Because they're like, it's done, it's dead, it's in the past. We're about to see the future now. Yeah. So, like, besides all of that, what are your expectations for this upcoming season? And, like, what are you most excited to see?
I am actually just so excited to see them out there again playing football, because the last moment that they were as a whole complete team was a really, like, hard moment. And so I'm so excited to see them together and amped and excited about something. But I feel like the expectation is another Super Bowl. That's not Anna's opinion. That's just the standard of the organization now. And what I think is super unique about these guys is, it's true, the Super Bowl really has not been brought up or mentioned. That is completely, like, everyone has moved on. It is not, like, not like we won't talk about it, but it's just, like, the past is the past and we learn from it. And I feel like the unique position that the Chiefs are in, that not a lot of teams are in, is that they have won and lost multiple Super Bowls within the last couple of years. And that is life experience that you can't really get. You've now experienced the highest highs of the NFL and the lowest lows of the NFL. And I think that having that on your resume and having that in your arsenal is such a unique position, because you're going to use all those life experiences and make better decisions, whether it's your mindset, whether it's making a play on the field, whether it's something else. I feel like using that life experience to your advantage has made them really tough and really knowledgeable. And yeah. I think it's an optimal position to be in. I think that they've learned so much and they all feel really good going into the season. I'm like way more excited than last
season. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. And I think it's like, even as fans, like it was just so much pressure the whole season of just like, okay, three-peat. That was like all you could think about and all anyone could talk about. And it's like just getting back to the fun of it and like just going out there and playing the game they all love. I think it's going to be so much fun. And I really do think we're going to see a re-energized Chiefs team. I think
I completely agree. That's kind of it. It's like a re-energized.
Yeah. I'm so excited just for like week one. I'm like, they're just going to want to dominate the hell out of whoever they play. Like,
I know.
Specifically.
My screensaver says that it's the Chargers.
And I love that our rookie, it was Omar Norman Lott. I don't know if you heard him speaking in his press conference, but he's like, going up against Creed Humphrey, he is a literal brick wall.
Somebody sent that to me and like, I love it when he was like, I'm not laughing. And I was like, oh God, the poor boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, poor boy. I'd be like, take it easy on him. But I'm like, what would that do?
No.
What
if right. No, don't take it easy.
Don't take it easy. Stay out of it. And so, but that's such an honor that he's so respected in that space. So.
Yeah. I will agree with you though. I'm really excited. Probably more excited for this season versus last season.
Because
last season. Three-peat. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, that's cool. But
this is just like back to the loss.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. I think last season they were so daggum serious before they could even get to week one. And they kind of carried that the whole year through of like, we can't disappoint anybody. Yeah. We have the three-peat for the world, not even just Chiefs kingdom, you know?
And it feels just, like, I feel like God. God is working in those things. Like, I don't know. That's just me bringing my faith into this, but I truly think God is working in the lessons that he's trying to teach us and this, like all these guys. And I don't think that it was by coincidence. Like, I think it's just a time to get better and to learn what happened from the last one. And I'm just pumped. It's going to be a good season. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to off the field this season? Like any charity events, anything you guys have planned off the field, all that kind of stuff.
Off the field, let's see. Probably the one that I can talk about is Creed and I are partnered with the Kansas City Outlaws, so our professional bull riding team here in Kansas City. And so they will be in Kansas City October 3rd through the 5th. And we absolutely love our Outlaw family. We love the owners. They are such amazing people. And we just really, we love getting out there. We love learning about their sport. And it's a team sport now when professional bull riding was individuals for so long. And so I really encourage anyone who is interested in seeing that. It'll be at T-Mobile Center. And it's just, it's such a good time. So Creed and I will be there one of the days and it will be a blast. We love it every year. And yeah, so October 3rd through 5th. We're very excited.
Very cool.
Okay, I would definitely be down because even though I lived in Texas for 7 years, never went to like.
Yeah.
Which part of Texas?
I was in Dallas for 7 years.
Yeah, girl. Stockyards is right down there. I love Stockyards.
I mean, I got a cowboy hat. I got cowboy boots.
Yeah. Jody, what are we doing?
I would definitely just.
Because that sounds like so much fun.
I know. Well, and I love sports. So I'm like, okay, talk to me like I'm five and explain to me what the heck is happening because I want
to. Right. I have no idea what's happening, but just let me know.
Right. And then people click like, sooner than you think, because that's how I was when I started to learn about it. And then like, once you actually start to learn about the sport, you'll be able to tell like exactly what the rider is doing, why they did what they did. When usually it just looks like people are being flinged off bowls.
Yeah.
And so it's just, there's a lot of like strategy to it and whatnot, but we'll get you ladies ready. We'll get you ladies ready.
All right. Definitely down for that for sure. Yeah. So, okay. I want to know last year, was that last year or was that this year? Oh my God. I don't know. Because all my dates are running together. A video that went viral.
That was this year.
Okay, great. I don't know what date it was at, but you posted a video that went viral. And for one, there, I think every single, not only Chiefs fan, but just person, they were like, of course they would do this. Like, yeah. I wouldn't expect anything less. So the video I'm talking about, Cree Humphrey, Trey Smith pushes somebody's car out of a ditch in the snow after church, right? Like, yes. Your two favorite old linemen out here pushing somebody's little car out, right? Yeah. Like, could it be my car that gets stuck and y'all come push my car out?
Right. Like, they might need to get, like, a little small business going. You know, winter season is coming. It's going to be here before you know.
Yeah.
So
literally,
like, do y'all also shovel driveways? But no.
Right. They should. And so, I was cracking up that video went viral, because mind you, that video was on my story, so supposed to be up for 24 hours. I did not post it to TikTok. I did not post it to Instagram. Like, that was a story. So I don't know who sent it to what news outlet, but they started losing it. And so all these news outlets are reaching out to me and being like, "We need to get a quote from you from the amazing experience of meeting Trey." I'm dating him. I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you. It's some interview. And I'm like, no, can you call me? I don't know. And so they're asking for the rights of the video. And so, mind you, let me give you some backstory of, like, why that happened. I feel like I'm taking up all this time. Are we on the clock right now? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. And
so just so you know, there's like 1,700 plus people listening.
Okay, beautiful.
So you're good. Oh, you're good.
There's 1,700 people in here. Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Oh my God. A lot of people. Okay, I'm gonna keep going.
Keep going.
Okay. And so my best friend texts me, my best friend of my whole life, Gretchen. She's like, "Hey, I'm pulling up to church. I'm running really late. I need help getting out when I leave. I pulled into a spot which I thought was wide open, but there's a reason it was wide open. There was a massive snow pile," and she just right into it. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, Trey and Creed and I are inside. Come inside. We'll figure it out after church. I was like, lucky for you, these guys happen to be playing on a Sunday. They were able to come to church. Like, they probably way more productive than me. And I love that you called me girl. I love that you think I'm built like that.
Yeah.
I had that masculine role in my girl groups of being like, I was like, not this time. And so she comes inside. We go through church and I tell the boys. And so I just wanted to post a funny story. And so my best friend Gretchen is in the car and she's like revving it, going each way. And we in our friend group now, we're just like cracking up because I'm like, she's fine if I say this. I know this. She hasn't had the best driving record, and that's okay.
That's all right.
I aired out her driving record to like Chiefs Brazil. They were asking me for the rest of the photo. Chiefs Deutschland, and I'm like, oh God, what have I done? And I'm like,
corporate. You're gonna be like, girl, please.
And so that was when I actually learned the safety more of social media, which, mind you, I do social media for a living, like in the corporate world. And so I'm like, a rookie mistake. What am I doing? And so, handled, and she thought it was hilarious. She's such an amazing hearted person, and we still are cracking jokes about it to this day. So that thing's all over the internet, and they're always willing to be a helping hand, you know. And like, they're sore, they're like beat up from the week, ready to get my best friend out of the snow. So it took like less than 10 seconds. I'm not
literally. Yeah. I was watching the video and I was like, oh, well, that was easy.
Yeah, and I think like Trey is in like slippers and Creed's in like Hey Dudes or something. Like, they're in like the least productive shoe they could have been. So yeah.
I'm sure the sleds at camp are heavier than the car.
Yeah, they're worse.
Right. They're like, this is nothing. This is a piece of cake. Right. Well, it just goes to show you too, like, you never know it's going to blow up on social media. Like, you just thought you were posting an innocent video, and then all of a sudden it's always the stuff like you don't think that's going to go viral, and then it like
and that's why it's important to be safe online. Everyone practice safe internet safe.
Always. Let me tell you, I've had my experiences. Like, oh my God.
Man, and it's also like, why are you recording my story?
Yeah, and I like tags in there. I'm like, I'll send you the video. Like,
I would have just sent it to you if you would have DM'd me and asked me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make it awkward. Don't be weird.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So let's kind of get into just some light and fun and airy questions, right? So,
I guess
what would you say is? Oh, what were you gonna say?
No, you're good. You're good. Sorry.
What would you say is like one of your favorite moments of like last year's Chiefs season or in general, I guess? What's probably one of your favorite moments?
My favorite is probably, this is going to be a unique one, but when we were bound to lose our winning streak on that kick against, help me,
The Broncos.
Who blocked that one?
Leo Chanel.
And I literally, at that point, I was like holding somebody's baby. I was like, I'm just going to be a helpful parent right now. I'm like, I can't watch
this. No, I was, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I can't watch this. And then like, I'm just like trying to distract myself because I'm so sad. And then everyone erupts. And I thought that there was a threat. I was like, what happened? And I blocked it. And I was like, I never experienced that much like dopamine hit in my life because I was so prepared for the worst. I know that's a really weird like situation. No. I've always been like Leo Chanel's had like multiple crucial plays over the years.
He's insane.
I don't know if you remember, probably not because everybody was a little intoxicated and it's totally fine because it was a Super Bowl parade.
Hey, it happened.
He climbed the side of a bus during the Super Bowl.
Have you seen that clip where he climbs the side of a bus?
It's coming back to me, and that makes sense. That's why that man is on defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So there's certain things that he
might
does.
Be able to play online, like, honestly. Yeah. But.
I'm like, well, he climbed the side of a bus. Like, that's always my answer for anything Leo Chanel.
Right.
Well, he did climb the side of a Super Bowl bus. That was actually moving. It was moving. And he tried. It was moving.
Yeah, it was insane. No, and I think we were both at that Broncos game too. I was doing this. I was watching it like it was a scary movie. I was like this. Like, I was like, I can't even watch. I don't know. And I almost like, I was like standing like in the aisle kind of, because I was like ready to go. I'm like, we're about to lose. Like, I don't want to watch this. And then all of a sudden they block the field goal and we win. I'm like, okay.
Like, everyone's walking out of that stadium confused. Yeah. We're like, okay. Great.
Yeah. Great.
But if the Chiefs have taught us nothing, you cannot leave the game before 0-0.
No.
Okay.
Never. Yeah, no, never. Oh my God, never. That's like the heart attack Chiefs, the cardiac Chiefs. Like,
there's no getting out the parking lot early.
I gotta,
because everybody stayed till 0-0, and now I'm still sitting in the Arrowhead parking lot at 12 trying to get home because it was Sunday night football.
It was probably worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every single time.
I want to know. So I've seen a few people ask just in the question or in the comments, so I just want to throw it in there. What's up?
I'm like, I like didn't even know I could look at the comments till now. So I'm like, okay. Oh.
I've had a few people ask about his awesome game day shirt last season. Will that be brought this season or are we done with that?
I hate to break it to you guys.
Did you guys do the charity thing last year?
Which charity?
Huh? Remember you said that you were thinking about possibly giving it away for charity, the shirt that you kept wearing.
You know, we do actually have the shirt. That might be a good idea. Actually, that's probably, thank you for reminding me of that.
We talked about it then.
Tammy also is a huge encourager of that. She's like, you need to give it. I was like, yes, ma'am. Tammy Reed.
Absolutely.
I was like, that's a woman you listen to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That woman is no joke.
Well, I just remember last year it was in the middle of the shirt. So it's like you couldn't. It was, as in we were streaking, so he was still wearing it. Mm-hmm. And you were like, I don't know, maybe we might do like a charity or something at the end of the year, blah, blah, blah. But I never followed up with you to see like what you guys ended up doing. So,
yeah, so it's still here in the house. I think that's a great idea, but I do have to break the news. It will not be reappearing this year. That was just something that Cree decided like 2 weeks before the first game of last season. And then he thought that it was so funny. And then it was his idea to do the duct tape and the Sharpie, but it was two like home games back to back. And he was leaving the house and going to the game day, doing his thing. And I was like, you sure you don't want to do it? Cause he wasn't going to do it the second week. He was like, I'm just going to break it now. And I was like, sure. And I was like, well, and he was like back and forth. So I went over here and I actually put it right here. And I put that duct tape and that Sharpie right here. I just left it for him. I said, you decide. And he took it with him, and that's kind of how it kept going. But he said, I'm only doing this until, like, if we lose.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess we don't really have superstitions, but he was very suspicious about that. He's like, I'm not wearing them again after that. So the tradition is broken. It is gone. But I think that you're right, Jody. We need to do it.
Absolutely.
That would be a really good idea.
That could be a great raffle item. Yeah. For, you know what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. We'll do it. Yeah.
I'm like, that could be a great raffle item.
Tomorrow. So we'll have a little chat.
There we go. Yeah, because tomorrow is the last day of St. Joe's. So
they get to come on. If you had to describe Mr. Creed in three words, and I know it's probably hard to narrow it down to that.
Yeah.
What would the three words be?
Steady, humble, and kind. I hate to say humble and kind. It's just like, I want to change out kind with consistent, like steady, humble, and consistent. I feel like just kind of sums him up. And yeah, that's just who he is. And he's a product of who made him. And that's his parents. And they're like the best people ever. If you ever get a chance to talk with them, I'll try to introduce you guys this season. They're like the best people ever. He has an amazing brother, amazing sister-in-law. We have such an amazing family, and he is such a product of where he comes from. And so I would probably put those names on all the people that are in his family as well.
That's so awesome. I love hearing that.
Is he the oldest or the youngest?
He's the youngest. They're 3 years apart.
The baby? Okay.
Yeah.
Aww, I love that.
Aww. And he grew. And when you meet his mom, you're going to be shocked. She's 5 foot even. Little bitty thing.
No way.
Every time they're next to each other, I'm like, oh my God, how did you? I'm like,
how is that possible?
I know.
Both of the Humphrey boys are big, strong men. So I'm like, this poor woman's been through hell. But he's an amazing person. So I'll introduce you this season.
Yeah, because I want to be like, so how many pounds was he when he was born? Like, did you know the full term? Like,
how born? Yeah.
Those are my random mom questions. Listen. Like, I'm so sorry, mom, that you got these boys that you got to deal with.
God bless her, honestly. God bless her.
I'm sure her kitchen and her fridge, I can only imagine.
Oh my gosh.
She was going through.
And like, his brother is a very athletic athlete as well. Like, they both were in a lot of competitive sports. And mind you, Creed's dad also was an athlete and wrestled at a school in Illinois, I believe. And so he was like a multiple all-time All-American as well. So she has just been, poor thing's probably gassed.
Right. I'm like,
trying to provide and like keep up with the demand. And it's just, in hell for her.
Exactly. I'm sure that she thinks that you are a blessing for taking care of
off. But I'm like, oh God, we've been grocery shopping 3 times this week.
Like, you want to have babies, you're gonna have boys. So
I'm like, we got time on that. Oh my
God.
I'm like, I'm not ready to be at that state. We got time for a lot.
We're not there yet. We'll get there.
Time for the ring, the babies. We got time.
Well, it sounds like his parents did an amazing job, and we've obviously met him a few times, and he is a fantastic person as well. And he is so lucky to be with you, who you are also an amazing woman. Because I mean, you guys just make an amazing couple. Like, you're like two of my favorite people on the Chiefs and all that. I genuinely mean that too. Like. Good people. Salt of the earth.
You guys are the best, and I feel like I naturally gravitated towards you guys because you guys are really sweet.
We just hit it off like automatically.
We had a click in. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so is there anything that you have coming up that you maybe like, you already spoke about the rodeo, is there anything else coming up that you maybe want to promote or say or talk about or tell people to look out for? Or and then after that, we're gonna have you tell people where they can follow you, how they can, all that. So just get into all of that.
One thing that comes to mind, and I'm gonna tread lightly because I think I'm allowed to say this, is that everybody be look on the lookout for a brand called One Bone. It is a brand that we love, and our household, Creed, has bought from them for years. One Bone specifically, like, kind of focuses on guys with a bigger build. So all those guys who are Humphrey fans and want to, you know, like, purchase any clothes that kind of like are best fitting for O-linemen, check out their social. It's called One Bone. They're amazing people. Their crew is amazing. So be on the lookout for that. And then just the KC Outlaws. And that's pretty much it. I'm like just ready to get the season rolling.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I can't believe that when we were coming up with our questions, we didn't ask you any Boulevard questions.
I know. That's how we met.
But I know that there's a great story, which I know, and Creed has told people about, like, how he connected with Boulevard and mm-hmm. why he loves that brand and yeah. the beer choice that is his. Like, I can't believe we didn't discuss that. If you wanted to get into it, you can. You yeah. don't have to. They're also a brand partnership for us as well. So we that's actually talked about Boulevard. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we got it. We love Boulevard, obviously. Yeah. And like Creed has loved Boulevard even before he got to Kansas City. So, and that's the thing about like this Humphrey family is we're gonna just go straight through those new Boulevard lights. Have you guys had those yet?
No.
Just cruise right, straight through those.
Last time we left there, they loaded both of our cars.
We have all these quirks. So I still am going through them.
I'm a quirk right now, girl. I should get one out of my. I was like, we could have been enjoying some quirks together this whole podcast.
We normally drink Boulevard when we're on this show because they're a brand sponsor for us. So they normally load us up all the time.
And yeah.
Even for the Super Bowl, they gave us.
Oh my gosh. So they gave us like.
I was like, y'all.
A whole party's worth of things.
No, they're insane. They'll swing by the house and like just a whole.
It was incredible. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's kind of like, oh God, how are we gonna get through it? And then we
how are we gonna get
through it? You too. Like, yeah.
That was concerning. That was a lot of beer. But anyway, we love them.
They're amazing, yeah.
And we're super excited to keep partnering with them this year. So you'll see them a ton with everything with Creed and myself. And we're just super excited to have another season with them because that's about all we're drinking on a Arrowhead game day.
Yeah.
Same.
That's the best.
Tuesdays and Sundays. Tuesdays for us with the show. And then whatever day we have a game. Sunday, right. Monday, whatever day they decide. Every day.
Right.
We
right.
Okay. Well, tell the people where they can find you, how they can follow you, how to look out for your content. Tell them your TikToks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm like, man, I got like this new like pressure. I'm out. I was like, I gotta be funny. I'm like,
funny. Nah, just be you. You're great as yourself.
Get a little bit more out there. But yeah, just I feel like everyone can see my social right there. But that should be me on all platforms. And yeah, I'm just gonna hopefully share a little bit more Creed and I's life this season. And I'm really excited. So feel free to follow. And let me know if there's anything I should specifically be posting. You know, sometimes I need those a little bit of inspiration. So
yeah, feel free to share some ideas.
Yeah. And you know, people love seeing the get ready with me as I'm getting ready to go to Arrowhead. Here's what I'm wearing. Here's my role.
I tried to do that for the steak I made Creed the other day. I was like, come with me, Creed, and then I literally put the plate in front of him and I was like, I forgot to film everything. I'm gonna post it
because I think that's even funnier though.
You're like, and then he ate it. Here we go.
That was it. Yeah.
Very content.
Look delicious though. It looked delicious.
We love you. We're obsessed.
Oh, wait, I was gonna ask, do you have your game day like week one outfit planned? Or
I do. Yeah. And also, you know what? Actually, I'm actually going to kind of take a moment for this gal. If you guys have heard of Seven Seasons, she made me like the cutest little, she makes like corset and anything. Here is her social. This is Seven Seasons. She does custom outfits, but okay. I'm going to put that right there if anyone wants to screenshot. And I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek at two items that she made me for this season. They're super, super cute. Ooh. That I'm wearing.
Oh,
are those not super cool?
Love.
It's an image. I'm upset. So cool. The texture. So I already have my outfit for week one, but I'm like, mix it up and do this one instead. So she is super talented. Stop. Like, we just were communicating today, so I'm like, I have to like hype up my local business.
Absolutely.
You need to connect her with us, because you know we're the only all-female sports podcast that talks Kansas City Chiefs.
There we go. Okay, so I will really get you connected with her because she makes really, really cool stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, we have done like partnerships with everybody, EB & Co, Pink Lips Cosmetics, just like so many things, because we're women and we know ball. So we like to support the women.
Come on.
And we also sports bet, which we're not, you know, well, underdog, whoever, you know, underdog. We're with them as well. So yeah. It's a very long list on this Tuesday show.
There we go. I'm really proud of you guys. Look at you guys. Look at this.
Thank you.
We're rolling. We're rolling.
We're getting into it, okay? And this is, so we had Ashley on, Trey's sister. She kicked off season four, and you're our second guest so far on season four.
I love Ashley so much. She also is someone who took me under her wing last season and really helped me walk, you know, this lifestyle. And she also just works within the NFL. You guys know that.
Yeah.
She really just, when we went to the ring ceremony last year, she just took me under her wing and just took me under her sister. I have an amazing other big sister, but you always need more sisters. Okay. I'm always for more sisters. Sister girl.
Always. She's incredible. So.
She's the sister I needed in the NFL, and she's awesome. So I was pumped.
I love that.
Yes. I loved watching that.
She was fantastic. We loved having her on too. Yeah, so, I mean, it just goes to show the people, like we said earlier, that we have in Chiefs Kingdom, and we're so blessed, and you guys are awesome and really, really solid O-linemen too. Like, and
literally.
We are so excited. We finally, hopefully, have a left tackle, and I think that's going to be awesome. So really excited to see how that works out too. So I hope the O-line, I'm just so excited to watch that unit this season.
They're going to be on fire.
They're very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're on fire. Well, thank you for hanging out with us.
Me. Just talking with you guys the whole time, a little girl chat. And then I found out there were 1,700 people on here.
You don't want to know the number now.
We're at almost 2,000 now. So
what you almost
2,000.
It's been great. That's great. We're super glad that you came on. And you know, you're welcome on this show at any time. So even in season, when they got those back-to-back away games that you're at home or maybe traveling, because you might
be at home. I might travel, but I love
I kind of want to go to the Buffalo game. I'm working on
it. Buffalo territory. I love that type of
sport. I kind of want to go to Buffalo. That's been on my...
I think that'd be a fun one for sure.
That's fine. You're in Buffalo Mafia, or would you just wear red or something?
Oh, I'd wear Chiefs. I'd be in Chiefs.
I've been like...
still in a group.
I
would definitely either have on like either a Chiefs hat or like a pin or like a purse or something.
Tone it down a little.
Always, but you know,
you're gonna hear me
before you see me. So
they wouldn't know from behind that I was a KC fan. They would just know from the front.
Exactly. Well, no, we're so glad that you hung out with us. Whenever you're ready to come back, you just call us, text us, call me, BB, if you want to reach me.
And it's just girls chat. It's just fun.
That's all it is. See, we didn't ask you to break down cloud coverage. We didn't ask you to do anything.
I've seen a lot of those plays, and I'm like, I have a side passion of creating plays myself. And I like to run them by Creed. He always says they're so creative. I feel like they might get these, you know, vicinity at some point. He's just waiting for the right time. Last year, and it was like Joe Tooney catching the ball, and he's like, "You literally can't do that." And I was like,
"But why not?"
I don't know why you're not thinking outside.
Well, we had like Wanye caught a touchdown last year.
That works. And I've always been like, I really want Creed to get an NFL.
Yes. Oh my God, I would love that.
It only happened off of a fumble. But I'm like, it's gonna happen one day.
Need it.
Touchdown. I believe it.
You know, maybe it could be.
And then you have to frame that ball whenever it happens.
Maybe it could be one of those games where we're up like at least two touchdowns. And yeah, Andy's like, you know what? Doing a little trickery now.
You know what? Like, put Creed at tight end for a minute. Put Norzad in at center. Put Creed at tight end and, like, run. Oh, God.
He played everything in high school.
Could you imagine?
have Travis be the decoy and then have Creed, like, catch the touchdown.
Oh, because nobody's going to notice the best center in the league is lined up. In
Why the hell is that man out there?
What is happening right now?
Listen, Andy Reid can get anyone open. Andy Reid can figure that out. So.
He'll see when Mark plays eventually, ladies. So you just wait.
All right. You let us know, and I'm going to be like Anna Demmer. That was all on the Denver's screen. That was all her.
Wrap it up on like the loose leaf paper and just put it in his bag.
Right.
And then put like write Andy in like a heart.
You're Andy. And it'll be like Tammy next time I see her. I'm like, will you slide this to your man? Stop that. Leave it on his pillow when he gets home late at night after like
there you go.
But we know that man don't sleep either. So there's
no
there.
He's not
sleeping. He don't sleep either.
That's why the Chiefs are who they are. Because Andy doesn't
sleep. He don't sleep at all either. So there's that. That's that. Anyway, well, yes, thank you. We love you.
Yes, thank you so much.
You eat something delicious for dinner tonight. And other than that, I mean, you're free to go because we might talk for like another 5 minutes. I got to figure out dinner. I haven't ate yet.
I know. I actually got to go get these dogs. They're all crated up and they're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. They're like, Mom, let us out.
They're like, Mom, please, Mother, please.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, she's the best. That was so fun.
First of all, we've already known like who she is.
Yeah.
Her vibe, her energy. She's just great.
It's the best.
Yeah. All of
it's
that.
It's no wonder. We've already said it 20 times, but it's no wonder her and Creed work out so well because they're like, just such good people. Yeah.
I can't wait till they get married and have babies. Somebody, please. But no. So other than that, we should be back next Tuesday.
Yep,
we will not have a Wednesday show. No Wednesday show this week because New Heights said that we can't. So no show tomorrow. And then we should have two shows next week, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So
we're
getting back into the swing of things. Next week, we'll talk about the second preseason game, kind of just like a little bit around the NFL too. There's a lot that's been happening.
There's so much going on,
about that too. Camp should be just getting closer and closer to winding down. Brazil's almost here. Like
we are
three-man roster. That going from 90 to 53. All of these things are coming up really, really fast. So other than that, we hope that y'all enjoyed tonight's show because we sure did.
It was a really fun one. It was a long one, but it actually flew by. Like, that was fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize we'd been here for almost like an hour 40, which we started like 3 or 4 minutes late, but it's okay.
We still went long. So,
literally. But anyway, we're getting out of here. We will see y'all next week. If you did not like this episode, please go like this episode on YouTube. We posted a whole bunch of shorts from training camp lately. Go look at those, watch those, like those, comment on those. Retweet this if you are listening on Twitter or anywhere else. And other than that, y'all have a great night.
And your queens have spoken.
Bye, y'all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.